This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله الحمد لله حمدا يوافي نعمه ويكافئ مزيده وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. Welcome, dear viewers, to the 99 names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We're discussing the name Al-Malik. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the Malik. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the King. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the Malik as well. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the owner. And that's why in the Quran, in the very beginning of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches us that He is Maliki Yawm al-Din. He is the owner of the Day of Judgment. Likewise, in another narration of the same ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches us Maliki Yawm al-Din, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the King of the Day of Judgment. These two names, they seem similar, but in reality there's a subtle difference between the two names. And both of those names together show us the true ownership in the kingdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You see, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala owns all, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala manages and operates all. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala owns the entire humanity, the world, the universe, the galaxies. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala owns all of this. This is under His ownership. And similarly, Allah is the one who makes the decisions on how these things will work and how these things will be orchestrated. On the Day of Judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala owns the Day of Judgment, the people within the Day of Judgment. Allah owns every single object that will be moving, even the mountains that are shattered into dust, even those mountains as they fly around. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the owner of these mountains. And who's orchestrating all this? Allah is the Malik and Allah is the Malik. He is the owner, He is the orchestrator, He is the King, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that is the owner as well. Who is the owner as well? The example of that is the example of the school. You see, in a school, you have a principal and you have a superintendent. You have a principal and then you have the owner of the school. The owner of the school looks at the school and he says, hey, this school, it's all my property. From this point to this point, you can use it for the school purposes. As for the backyard, I want to save that for another project. Now the principal comes and he says, okay, that's fine. A week goes by, a second week goes by, a third, fourth, fifth. And after a few weeks finally go by, the principal says, you know what? It's my choice. I'm going to take the backyard as well, and I'm going to have a park my car there, and I'm going to make my house there because I have to come from downtown. It's really far, and I live in the school in the suburbs. Now, if the principal decides that the backyard, I'm going to use it for my personal purposes, one of them is going to have to, you know, give in to the fact that the backyard is being used for another purpose. Of course, that will have to be the principal because this is not his property, right? So there you have it, there will be a conflict. As for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He owns the Day of Judgment. As for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He owns everything that will be on the Day of Judgment. Simultaneously, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decides every single detail, every single nitty and gritty of the Day of Judgment, just like He does for the rest of the world before the Day of Judgment as well. This is Allah, this is the Malik, this is the Malik. This is the King, this is the owner, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now one may say, how do we benefit from this name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the King, the owner? The way we benefit from this name is that in reality, every single one of us are kings, but in our own dominion that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has painted for us, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prepared for us, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed us within. Your heart is your kingdom. And your body parts and your faculties and your tongue and every other thing that is related to you, that is your existence, and those are the people that live within your kingdom. And you, through your heart, make decisions on how to run the rest of your body. Now, if you give in to the attacks from the enemy, and that could be shaitan, and that could be your own shahwa, that could be your own desire, that means you have lost the battle against your enemy, and that's either your shaitan or that's either your nafs. And both of those are strong enemies. The stronger of the two of those enemies is what? It's your soul. And that's why the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, أَعْدَى عَدُوَّيْكَ نَفْسُكَ الَّتِي بَيْنَ جَنْبَيْكَ. The worst of your two enemies is the soul that you have right before yourself. So if you give in to your desires, and if you give in to all of the things that you see around, and your nafs can't handle it except to give in, then that means you've lost the battle, and you have lost your kingdom, and you've lost your heart. But if you don't, that means you're still the king, and you're still ruling, and you're still able to maintain this kingdom, this small kingdom that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made for you. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the tawfiq to practice, to convey. And that's why the scholars, they used to say, be a king in this life, you will be king, a king in the afterlife as well. Be a king in this life by ruling yourself in the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prescribed for you to rule within His dominion. And insha'Allah ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you the crown within Jannah. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us that crown. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.